In our hyper-connected world, if a factory in Asia, Europe, or wherever goes idle, that can reverberate across the globe. Delays in a particular bolt for a specialized piece of machinery is one thing, but interruptions to food delivery, that's another, and it's a worrying development. Here to make sense of things is Craig Heyman. He's an expert in global supply chain management and is also the CEO of Aviva, a tech software company based in the UK. So, David, first of all, President Trump issues an order that meatpacking plants in the U.S. stay open. It's a way of securing food supply. What breakdowns in global food supply chains are you starting to see?
Well, I think you're talking about the labor aspect around supply chains. And so anything that has got a substantial amount of labor into it, that's where the first sort of a most immediate aspect is. But of course, in many supply chains, there's been a push to automate. So you have many other consumer packaged goods, for example, or medical pharmaceuticals, where it's already heavily automated. And in those situations, you're working to try to avoid having to go in and fix those facilities. You want them to keep running.
So medical pharmaceuticals, that's one industry. What other industries are kind of sending out SOS alerts right now about their supply chains?
Well, you know, also think about the length of those supply chains. They've been built out over the last three decades. They've become very long. They've become very efficient. And they've all been disrupted, whether that's manufacturing, the transportation, whether that's government policies. So any of those sort of long, highly efficient supply chains are having to reroute to become closer, more onshore, more domestic, perhaps more provincial than they were before.
So take us into kind of the global aspect of that food supply chain. Can you give us an example of kind of how long that chain is?
In some cases, 3 months. In some cases, it can be within a few days. So, for example, you could have here in the UK, when you go to the store and you pick up a pack of tomatoes, it would show you which farm it was picked from in the UK mostly. Whereas if you're in the United States and you're picking up a package of tomatoes, it's pretty much coming from somewhere outside of the United States. But of course, then you've got the transportation of it, the energy around the transportation of it, the packaging of it becomes really important.
Craig, when this is all over, whenever that is, what recess do you think will happen in global business resulting from the troubles we're seeing with global supply chains?
I think about habits and how long does it take to make a habit and how long does it take to break a habit? So let's take, for example, working from home. We've all been working from home here for at least 5 weeks. Likely, I'm thinking that we're going to be working from home through the end of September at least. And at what point does that change our habits as consumers and our consumption patterns? I think that will be a substantial change. How we travel, how we consume energy, how we consume products, that will be a substantial change. And then back to the supply chain, the supply chains are very difficult to evolve. So manufacturers really are now working really hard to go through this digital transformation.
A personal question, Craig. Your father was an engineer. What did you learn from him in terms of supplies and keeping stock and inventory moving?
Well, I think you always have to plan for the worst, but also be optimistic. And also accept the reality as it exists, not as how you wish it would be. And for that, you use data. You use data every day to change how you see the world. You look in the mirror every day and you see how it actually is, not how you wish it would be. And then you go forward and try to learn and how to respond to the world as it is today.
Craig Heyman is the CEO of Aviva Group, a tech software company based in Cambridge, England. Thank you very much for your time, Craig.
Thanks a lot, Marco.